Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and today we're diving deep into something that affects all of us, the impact of technology on our mental health and well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? You know that feeling when you spend hours scrolling through social media only to end up feeling more drained than energized? We live in a world where technology is seamlessly woven into the fabric of our lives. It's incredible, but also incredibly demanding. We have access to information at our fingertips, can connect with people across continents, and entertain ourselves endlessly. But with all these amazing advancements comes a dark side of potential for digital overload, FOMO, fear of missing out, comparisonitis, and yes, even burnout. So, let's unpack this together, shall we? 5 key takeaways that might just be your digital detox survival guide. First things first, awareness is power. You've got to know what's going on in your brain when you're glued to the screen. Are you feeling anxious? Stressed? Anxious? Depressed? Recognizing those emotional cues is the first step to breaking free from that unhealthy cycle. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend walk around with a broken leg and pretend everything was fine, right? Treat your mental health with the same level of care and attention. Next up, boundaries are your best friend. Just like you wouldn't invite strangers into your home without setting some ground rules, you need to establish boundaries with technology. This means designating phone-free zones like the bedroom or dinner table, scheduling tech breaks throughout the day, and even turning off those pesky notifications that constantly demand your attention. Remember, you're in charge, not the other way around. Thirdly, mindfulness is key. Ever notice how quickly time flies when you're scrolling? Technology can be a real black hole for our attention. To combat this, practice being present in the moment. Take deep breaths, savor your coffee, listen to the birds chirping, reconnect with the world around you. Now, let's talk about purposeful technology use. Ask yourself, what are you actually using technology for? Is it connecting with loved ones? Learning something new? Expressing yourself creatively? When you have a clear purpose, technology becomes a tool for good, not just a mindless distraction. Think of it like your favorite workout. If you know why you're doing it, to get stronger, healthier, you're more likely to stick with it. Finally, remember that real life is waiting. Don't let the digital world overshadow the beauty and richness of the physical one. Go for walks in nature, have face-to-face conversations, pursue hobbies that bring you joy, remember what it feels like to truly live and connect with others in a meaningful way. Okay, let's get real. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to influencers with picture-perfect lives. Suddenly, you feel a pang of envy, then self-doubt creeps in. Before you know it, you've spent an hour lost in the endless feed, feeling more inadequate than ever. Sound familiar? This is exactly what digital overload can do. It distorts our perception of reality and leaves us feeling empty and dissatisfied. But here's the good news. You can break free from this cycle. By implementing those 5 key takeaways: awareness, boundaries, mindfulness, purposeful use, and real-life connection, you can reclaim your mental health and well-being. Remember, technology is a tool, not a master. So, let's recap. We talked about the importance of being aware of how technology affects us, setting boundaries to protect our mental space, practicing mindfulness to stay grounded, using technology intentionally for a purpose, and remembering that real life is waiting for us outside the screen. If you want to make a real difference, start today. Put down your phone for an hour, go for a walk in nature, have a meaningful conversation with a loved one. These small acts can have a huge impact on your mental health and well-being. You've got this. And remember, every step you take towards digital detox is a victory. Keep tuning into Digital Poison for more tips and tricks on navigating the digital world in a healthy and balanced way. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.